Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, those tricky fade-outs. Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3.
Woo!
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Start with the special music. How you doing, buddy? How you doing over there?
Good. It's a sandy day. My mom flies in at lunchtime today.
Oh, that's lovely.
So busy days.
Yeah.
Leading up to and hopefully she'll take, you know.
Just a visit or does Christina have something to do? Or?
No, it's a visit.
That's great.
Just a visit. She hasn't been here for a year. I know.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like she's here every other week.
No.
That's crazy. Been. Sandy!
I haven't seen her since last summer.
Oh, my God. It really been time.
I know.
It's like warped.
I know. So she got a dog and...
Yeah, I remember you saying...
She bringing the dog?
She's bringing the dog on the plane.
Is it a little dog?
It's a tiny little chicken dog.
Like a little Yorkie or something? What she got?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might have said that, actually. Maybe that's why that flew out of
my
mouth.
Yeah, I don't know. She's someone who always had, what are they called? Golden Retrievers. And yeah. Golden Retrievers are great dogs, but she's not had great luck with them, despite the level of care she gives to her dogs. They don't last.
Oh,
she hasn't had any make it even 10 years.
Oh, wow!
Like over the course of
so
you
it's
know,
not that they're too much work or that they're
no. She's just like health wise, yeah. She just hasn't had great. Anyway, so she
the little chicken dog it is longer lived. Longer,
it doesn't matter.
Long
I knew
lived.
What you meant. Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Long lived. The dog.
What?
I don't know. Sorry. Terrible distraction. Go on, please.
Anyway, one of the things that's funny is she said, I'm really worried about getting this dog because what if it outlives me? And I said, oh, for God's sakes, I will take your dog. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Get
well,
the
it's
dog
good
if
that,
that's
so
what
she's
you
bringing
want.
It now to meet.
Well, this is the first time that
Ripolita.
She's been willing to travel.
Mm.
She's been worried that, anyway, it's a whole thing. But.
Hey, Sandy.
Today's the day.
Hear all the stories.
So
all the fun.
Leave here. Kill some time and pick her up at the San Jose airport, and then it's on. And yesterday, Edie and I cleaned the apartment and got her all set up, so she's good to go.
So she just is going to stay over there, and you'll see her as much as...
You know, dogs are wonderful, but she's very worried about if the dogs will get along, and I don't want to be any trouble, and we're just like, oh my God. Just
you know
get on a plane and get over here and we'll figure it the hell out.
Exactly.
What the heck? Good grief, old people.
Where's she coming from?
SoCal.
Oh.
Come on. So frustrating.
Mm.
Every turn.
It's worth it though.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
It's going to be a really fun
So,
time.
Mom, if you're listening, get on that plane and get over here.
What's the dog's name?
Penny.
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 Little tiny Penny dog.
Little Penny.
Penny's a good name for a person.
Penny. I have an Aunt Penny. She's,
yeah, Penny's
she's,
a great
I've
name.
I've always thought she's Penelope, I guess, technically.
I like that.
Yeah. Penny. It is. It's a very cute little.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even making pennies anymore. You can make your own penny.
Good point.
Be the only penny around.
Anyway, so that's what I've got going on. I spent yesterday cleaning up the place to make it sure it's good, you know, good for mom.
Mm-hmm.
I just want her to have all good experiences. You know, you live a long life. You raised three boys. A couple of them weren't easy. She deserves a good time.
That's right.
By the way.
Vinny wasn't even the hard one.
I wasn't.
Whoa.
I know.
That's shocking.
I know.
It is. My little brother used to take my head clean off. I'd be like, he did what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Shocking.
Yeah.
It is shocking, actually. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, I'm talking to my mom, and I go, I got to watch Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And
24
then,
hours from now, people.
Later. Bob's and I didn't club. Finish it, by the way. So now with the
basketball. I told you started on Monday.
Woo-hoo. With the basketball playoffs tonight, I've got my homework cut out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I
you
say
you
got to
just watch the very end of it, though. If you don't get to anything else, it's that last scene that's so great.
I'll get to it.
Right.
Trust me. I want to do right
ends.
By Bob.
All right.
Bobby! Anyway. I said to my mom, I got to watch this thing. And then later she texts me and goes, how'd you like it? And I go, I haven't finished. I needed a break from all the joy and love that is Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So 80s cheese ball. Gross. Woof. Ah. Anyway, she goes, well, what do you think so far? I'm all, it's fine.
You love dancing. So I'm not surprised this is appealing to you.
And she goes on to... What did she say? Something about Patrick Swayze. I said, oh, I was telling her that the girl in the movie reminds me of an ex-girlfriend. And she goes, I didn't notice. I was busy staring at Patrick Swayze. Mm. And I'm like, gross, Mom.
Yeah, I have very strong feelings about Patrick Swayze, specifically for this movie. Of course, I'll be saving that until the actual Bob's Movie Club tomorrow.
So apparently, Patrick Swayze gave my mom stirrings.
Oh, how nice.
I mean, I'm putting that word in her mouth.
You should try putting glasses on. That's crazy.
Oh, you don't find him attractive at all?
I have thoughts on the whole thing.
Save them.
I really don't.
I'm saving them for Bob's Movie Club tomorrow.
I do not see it, but
that's
okay.
Enough.
The end of this segment about Bob's Movie Club, which is tomorrow. We're a little later than now, but right around this time. We'll get right to it tomorrow. Anybody else have anything happen to them tomorrow? Yesterday, whatever day.
Kind of an annoying situation. It was just annoying. When you walk into a building and you open a door, you know to close the door, right?
Yes. Well,
usually the door is closed itself.
Yeah, if it's a business,
but if it doesn't close
itself,
you close it. You don't just leave it open.
Are
this
you
is
talking
classic,
about the? I know, so stupid.
So I'm getting my windows tinted yesterday.
Yes,
because the one window,
the one
that got broken, and I needed to get
tinted.
It. Yeah, they just threw the tint on it, and I'm sitting there, and this woman and her son walk in, and you can tell she's already.
This is at your apartment building.
No, this is at the tinting. I actually went and got
go
it done
to
the at
tinting
the place.
Place. Okay,
it's much
got it.
Cheaper to go and just sit and wait.
All right,
and. She walks in with her son, opens the door. It's chilly out yesterday. You know, it was pretty chilly over in Alameda. Opens the door, walks in. They walk in, leave the door wide open. And I'm like, all right, maybe they just didn't get it. Close the door. They walk out.
You got up and closed the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen to her in the office having the guy explain how tinting works and all this stuff. And she's asking a bunch of questions. And then he takes her out the door and she leaves and her son leaves. And again, leaves the door wide open, doesn't close it. So I go up again, close the door. Then they leave. Guess what they did? Left the door wide open again. So I closed the door and I just casually said, I guess you guys don't know about closing doors. And I kind of mumbled it and I didn't really think they'd hear me, but they did hear me and looked back at me like I was crazy. But I just don't understand why
people... You might be crazy. You might actually be crazy. Here's the thing, though.
No, it's not my job to close the door because people are just...
Also, you're not your job to shag the carts. Like, it's, you know, you got to just let some of this stuff go. Like, that's not...
It really bothered me.
They're not leaving the door open on purpose to annoy you. They're in the zone. They're busy. They got stuff going on.
It's like saying when you walk into a 7-Eleven, you turn around and close the door. You don't do that. People think that it's... If there's anyone with an issue here, it's the window tinting place.
Agreed.
Yes. Thank you, Bob, for the backup.
Vinny, the door should close itself.
The door should close itself.
She had a whole thing. She's had an aura about her. Like she doesn't.
People walk into a business and they don't think that.
They're not concerned about other people. It was inconsiderate. Doors
automatically
close. It's cold out there.
Even here, it's like I would never think to look, turn around because I hear the door close behind me because that's what we're used to in a business. At your house, the door doesn't automatically close. I mean, I guess a screen door does.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, before I say anything, I just want to remind everyone, I am someone who has been derelict of my duties here at work. I used to not show up. What are you talking about?
True. Oh, you mean the whole, right.
My drinking was caused me so much negligence and derelict behavior. And so I try very hard not to be judgy, you know? Mm. And when I hear him say stuff like this, I think, you're drunk ass. I would love to sit Shauna down and let her just mention the 7,000 things you've done that probably bug her.
Yeah. You also, I mean, there's a door situation. Like, he's so mad about doors because he doesn't want to know what happens behind them. Like, you know, he can't hear anybody whizzing, so the door's got to be shut. And the light, like, you're so... Did it make you cold? Were you just annoyed that you had to get up to close the door?
Yes. Yes. That's what made me annoyed, that I was, like, sitting there like the door guy. Like, that's my job. Close the door for this person and her son, who she's buying, tending on his Tesla, and he's, like, 21 maybe.
So that's where it comes down to. You didn't like them because they were rich.
Yep. Elitist.
Listen to me.
Typical
Richie. From now on, just remind yourself that you are like Gandhi. You are like Jesus. You get doors for the people that don't get the doors.
Yes, and you're zen about it.
You're doing the work of the people right now when you get the door because some rich lady didn't.
Yeah. Which I feel is entirely... expected. When I walk into a business, I expect the door to close behind me.
It's
flung
open. It's kind of like a house door. Like it was like a house, like an old house door. Like you could tell it didn't close itself. It was very obvious.
Okay. So you're saying this wasn't like your typical, there's a push bar.
Right.
Okay.
This is a turn a door handle, open the door.
Is this like a tending business at someone's house?
No, it was just in an older building, you know, in Alameda. But
okay. That's...
You're a good guy, and I think some lady should stick her feet in your face right now. Bob?
Wait, does he hate feet?
He loves feet.
Oh, you love feet. Okay.
You're a feet
no
guy,
peeing.
Right?
No peeing.
Yeah.
No peeing, but yes,
feeding. Will you put your feet in his face?
I will not.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm.
But when I hear Vinny say what he just said about the derelict and he's
all the
absolutely
things you've done.
He's absolutely yeah. correct.
Just I mean, remind there's, myself, there, like.
And I need that reminder. You know,
yikes.
Just like my wife reminding me when I'm complaining about sparkling water that, yes, I grew up in a trailer park and.
Where do I get fair.
Where do I get off?
You're saying
demanding water at the Cincinnati airport.
I'm sorry. What are you doing to the Cincinnati?
Yeah, why are you?
How did I end up in Cincinnati?
Oh, that story I told you guys.
They didn't have his coconut milk or something.
They didn't have my almond milk and my sparkling water at the Cincinnati airport, and I threw a hissy fit.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't actually remember that. Maybe I blocked it because I like you so much. So you're saying that.
I called Shauna and I'm like, she's like, how's it going? And I'm like, I can't believe this airport. Excuse me. There's no.
Get that frog out of there. Jeez.
There's no sparkling water. There's no almond milk.
Well, it's Cincinnati.
It's like a wasteland here. And she's like, dude, you grew up in a trailer park. What is wrong with you?
Just go drink from the bubbler. Oh boy.
You're scumbag white trash. Just
She didn't say that.
She didn't say that to me. No, she would.
That's
never.
What he felt though when the words.
I mean, she's inferring it or whatever. But I mean,
how dare you rise above your station? Oh boy.
I just, it was annoying. And I'm sitting, and after it all went down, I'm like, am I being ridiculous about this?
Wait, about the airport thing or about the
about
thing
the
with
door
the door?
Thing.
Okay.
Phew. And I decided, no, I wasn't being ridiculous about it. People should close the damn door behind them.
Well, I mean, it's okay to put that message out into the world. There are certain things that there's no question when I'm leaving a grocery store, you let the person leave first before you cram through the door. Like, it's like an elevator.
Yes.
You don't walk in while the people are trying to walk out. Let me step aside and let you leave.
Yes.
And then there's certain etiquette things I understand.
Don't even get me started on the elevator people.
Now, the other thing, though, I've noticed this, and maybe you guys, like, you know how he gets all pissy about shopping carts? Like, how dare you leave a shopping cart? Like, what are you, push it all the way back in. I have noticed, especially in the high-end grocery stores with all the organic and healthy food that's there, they don't hire enough people. Not only, because I work grocery, that's part of my opinion of grocery is, I used to shag carts. I bagged groceries and I shagged carts. That's what I did.
Yeah.
All day for my shift, and then I was done. That was the job. They don't hire people anymore to do that stuff. And one of the things that's interesting is I've noticed for a while I would start bagging my stuff. Like, I got this. Yeah. I'll get my... And I have realized they're guilting everybody into bagging their own stuff and not hiring enough employees. What we're doing when we jump in... And we think we're being helpful and also protective of the expensive groceries we just bought is actually helping these companies not hire kids to come in and do these jobs.
Right. And actually, sometimes it seems like sometimes supermarkets were reaching deeper than that, too, and helping out people who may otherwise have not been employable.
Yeah.
And yes.
And which I always thought was a really good service to the community.
I agree, and it seems to be all of them. So they have seen this like trend where people are all, I'll push my cart up, and this, you know, frustration online.
You're saying we need to be douchier.
We need to start
to
saying, no,
jobs.
I'm going to wait for you to bag my groceries. I've just paid probably $1 more than any other grocery store, and you're not even staffing this place.
I can't disagree with you more. I get annoyed when people are in front of me and they don't bag their groceries because they're waiting for the person who's so busy. She's doing all the stuff. And then I got to wait extra because they don't feel the need to bag the groceries. Like, just bag your groceries. It's the deal. It's just, this is what we're dealing with here.
Are you worried
about
your food spoiling while you're waiting in the line? Like, you know, just take a breath.
I don't like to wait when I don't have to.
Well, no, I mean, that's what your phone's for.
I'm telling you, we are falling for this trick and we're doing the work that young people should be getting jobs. Like, we're already watching AI take away. Your boy graduated Berkeley, and the job
that
he trained for is no longer available because AI can do it.
Yep.
What the
actual?
By the way, there's at least 1,000 texts coming in, and they all agree with me.
No, they don't.
No,
every
they
one
don't.
Of them.
You lying liar.
Every one of them.
That lies.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. Close the door. We weren't born in Barnes. Close the door behind you. Especially if you drive a Tesla. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I really do feel like I need to get a look at this door before I can truly pass judgment. If it is like a house door that is clear, like when you throw a door open, it just flings and hits the wall.
That's the kind of door it was.
Okay. Then you know what? I'm this much closer to being Team Maddie on this one. But I'm not all the way there. I feel like you gotta be a little more zen.
But to do it three times.
Marty is 100% right.
Dan Wright.
Oh, Marty.
Good old Marty.
Okay.
My spell correct auto alter ego.
Marty.
Yeah.
If you open it, close it. Very simple.
It's like a Miss Rachel song. Why did I say that? All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Manilla's Morning Show. Here's a song. See you in a sec.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.